This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Gigi writes, my daughter was asked to prom last weekend. Oh, the prom! Oh, my gosh, prom. I got stuff to say about that. She said it's coming up, and she's never dated. He seems like a nice boy, but I'm not naive, she writes. Many may get drunk and lose their virginity, and I don't want my girl making bad choices. She won't talk to me, but maybe she'll listen to you on your podcast. Please give these kids the nuts and bolts of what they should do. She asks, what is she expected to spend? Okay, oh, prom. Yeah, that's nerve-wracking. Oh, my gosh. Prom was supposed to be one of the most amazing highlights of high school. And even for me, it was, oh, my gosh. Oh, the stress. Am I going to get asked? If I do get asked, do I have to put out? Oh, my gosh. Are people going to make fun of my dress? I don't have a lot of money, so my dress isn't going to be fancy. Oh, man, it was rough. It was, yeah. I mean, I got through it, and I made good choices, so you can. So I think it's always better to go to prom with a friend than with somebody who wants to get into your pants. I just think that's safer. So if she's going with a friend, she should be okay. But actually, the statistics are not as many people lose their virginity as we think on prom. So she may be okay. But I went to creditdonkey.com because I wanted to know about the prices. I wanted to know what people are spending. So they say when they break down the cost, you know, because again, we'll talk about the virginity aspect later, but I'm worried about as a parent how much money I got to spend. According to Visa's 2014 prom spending survey, the average household spent $978 on prom-related expenses, which dropped 14% from the year before, which was $1,100. So this year, people could be expecting, paying close to $1,000 to $1,200 for prom. That's ridiculous. By the way, Americans aren't the only ones that spend a lot of money. Canadians spend, but maybe 25% less. UK spends a lot of money, about $1,500 worth. So people spend. This is a big deal everywhere. Depends on where you live. West Coast seems to spend the most. They average about $1,100, whereas Midwest spends the least, about $835. I do not have $835 right now to spend on prom stuff. That's ridiculous. They say parents who bring home a bigger paycheck are more likely to have deeper pockets when it comes to prom spending. They say in 2014, prom spending found that among households that earn less than $50,000 a year, the average spend about $700. Those that made over $50,000 a year spent $1,100 for prom for a four-hour night. It's ridiculous. All right. So, who pays all the bill? Well, according to this one survey, parents surveyed planned to pay for 56% of the cost, but teens were responsible to pay the remaining 44%. Now, the kids are stealing the money from our wallets, so in the end, we're paying for all of it anyway. For girls, going to prom is all about the dress. And so they say the average girl spends about $231 on the dress, but $45 for shoes, $23 for a purse, then $50 for hairstyling, $32 for jewelry, $68 for nails and makeup. So they're already at least at the $500 mark, and that's being conservative. All right, but then the guys, too. Guys spend about $184 on a tuxedo, $34 for a boutonniere, $64 for accessories to get ready for their 2013 prom. That was for 2013. So, I won't talk about the fancy, fancy dresses. We don't want that. Now, what about going out? Well, they have to go eat. So some of them rent a limo, $91, $58 for dinner, although I think it's more nowadays, then the tickets, could cost $156, and there's usually an after prom party that costs about $164. According to Visa's 2012 prom spending survey, that was valued at approximately $4 billion based on 40 million teens. Now, what are the dangers? So, before I think about sex, the big thing I'm worried about is the drinking. And I'm worried about drunk driving. And they say accidents are the number one cause of death for young people in that age group, 12 to 19. And those involving motor vehicle accidents are the most common. So statistics show that roughly a third of alcohol-related teen traffic fatalities occur between April and June. Why? That's peak prom season. Prom is one of the highlights of their high school careers, and that's when people get drunk. A AAA survey of teens aged 16 to 19 published in 2014 found that 41% said it was likely that they or their friends were going to use drugs or alcohol on that night. 84% of teens surveyed said their friends would be more likely to get behind the wheel after drinking than to call home for a ride because they don't want to get in trouble. I told my kids, you're not going to get in trouble for drinking. Call us. You will not get in trouble. Okay? Not that I'm condoning drinking, but I'm like, call us. We will get up and take you home. We don't care. You're too big to be spanked. I mean, you know, you're big boys. Anyway, 22% say, yeah, they'd ride in a car who was impaired instead of calling their parents. They'll take their chance. They say 23,000 juniors in a survey of 23,000 juniors, only 20% believe that being on the roads prom night is dangerous. They have no idea. Right? 1 in 10 teens said they never drove under the influence, but did admit to occasionally driving after drinking alcohol. So heavy drinking is kind of the norm. Now, with the heavy drinking, and, well, I don't have a ride, will you give me a ride? Now, okay, what's happening with the sex? So, according to a poll by CDC, 13,000 students responded, and only 5% of girls and 3% of boys say they lost their virginity after prom. But now you're at high risk for abuse. People are drinking. You say no. They told everybody they were going to get laid. And date rapes can happen. We don't have hard numbers on the incidence of date rapes. So you need to be protected. All right, you need to make sure you have condoms. You need to set your guidelines before prom even happens. You need to let your date know this isn't going to be a sex night. Maybe even before you guys go to prom, at the risk of losing going to prom, you need to put it out there that you guys are not having sex. Oh, well, then he won't go to prom with me. Well, which is worse, not going to prom or having been raped on prom? You don't want that memory for life. So, also STDs. There's a lot. 1 in 4 teens will contract an STD each year. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So U.S. spending on healthcare is nearly twice the rate of 10 other high-income countries. Now, this is a study published in the Journal of American Medical Association. They say healthcare spending ballooned to nearly 18% of the U.S. gross domestic product in 2016, compared with a range of about 10% to 12% in the other 10 nations studied. They said the U.S. had the highest pharmaceutical spending per capita among its peers. President Trump has repeatedly accused drug makers of getting away with murder. So, what's going on here? Well, they say people in the U.S. shell out $9,400 a year on healthcare services. Yet, nations like Germany spend on average a little more than $5,000. Germans are tough. My grandmother was German. She lived in Essen. They had to escape the Holocaust, moved to Israel. But those Germans, they're some tough. They're tough. They don't go to the doctor because they have to. or because they want to. I mean, they go because, you know, they're dying and the family's like, get off the couch, you're going. They're tough cookies, the Germans. Very good. So, they say Americans use more medical services in peer countries, leading to higher costs. They found that the salaries of physicians, as well as other pharmaceutical prices, play a significant role in healthcare costs. Ah, so now they're blaming that the doctors are making too much money. Really? The study conducted by researchers at Harvard University debunks many of the common beliefs that people have about why the U.S. spends so much money. Let me see. What are doctors making? Because I'm not making that money. Well, they don't show. Senior author Dr. Ashish Jha, professor of global health at Harvard University, nope, not an oral surgeon, said it's well known that the U.S. spend way more than peer nations to deliver care, but the common beliefs as to why these costs are too high, too many doctor visits, hospitalizations, and procedures aren't accurate. He says we already knew that the U.S. spends more on health care than other high-income countries, but different beliefs as to why. And these higher costs have been misunderstood. So she and her colleagues examined international data collected between 2013 and 2016 to compare the U.S. with 10 other high-income countries, like Canada, Germany, Australia, Japan, Sweden, Denmark, the U.K., Switzerland, and the Netherlands. And they found that the main drivers for these prices were higher salaries for physicians and nurses. U.S. medical doctors were making $218,000 a year, compared with the range of $86,000 to $154,000 in other countries. The U.S. also spent more money on drugs, with each American spending more than $1,400 a year on pharmaceuticals, while other nations spent between $466 and $939. Okay, I want everybody to hold their horses. Okay, we will talk about that $218,000 salary, which I didn't make. Can I just say that? I'll tell you what I made. When I got out of medical school, they were offering $140,000. Okay? Benefits. You didn't get 401 or anything like that until after you worked for about a year and a half. And I decided to open up my own practice. And so when you open up your own practice, you don't see that money for even longer. So I would work on the side in an urgent care. When I worked in urgent care in ER, I was making about $60 an hour, which was great money for the late 90s. Fantastic money. $60 an hour. It was incredible. The problem is you start having student loans that you got to pay back. Student loans, multiple $1,000s a month you have to pay. You start having then the cost of building your practice. Then you have the cost of staff. And so when you start looking at the money that you need to bring in, when you own your own business, you aren't making what a doctor's salary makes. Why? Because you have to pay everybody else first. So we were below that, way below that. I didn't care because I had my own place. I could bring my kids to the office. So even though I had babysitting, I could save on some babysitting so I could keep an eye on the kids while I worked. And I worked long hours. And I had to start paying some bills, some heavy bills. Plus, when you're supporting some family members, that doesn't help either. And so when people say, oh, yeah, as a young doctor, you struggle, and everyone's like, well, boo-hoo, you do. You have costs, and your costs are higher. There was an article a while back where one doctor's office brought in $1 million a year, and everybody was like, oh, my gosh. But what they didn't say was to run that medical office cost about $850,000 a year. You got the building. You got the rent. You got the malpractice. You got the workers' comp. You have the employee salaries. You have their taxes, payroll taxes. You have cleaning crew. You have supplies. You have power bill. You have cable bill. You have phone bill. You have, you know, these are things, x-ray technician. You have so many costs. Computer software, billing software, billers, postage. So that office that brought in $1 million, what was the doctor's take home? Under 150, which is still nice. But don't be thinking that these doctors are millionaires, which is why the average doctor doesn't run their own office anymore. It's just too expensive. It just doesn't make sense. Okay, so I just had to put that to rest before you guys start asking me for money. Please, do not start asking me for money. So, we're spending too much. Now, they say researchers found life expectancy in the U.S. was the lowest of 11 countries at 78.8 years old, while people in other wealthy nations are expected to live between 80 and 83.9. Keep in mind, our life expectancy has dropped, contrary to my predictions, because we didn't factor in opioid deaths. Apparently, these opioid overdose deaths are lowering our life expectancy. But if we looked at what we're doing with cancer and heart disease, we're doing damn good. We're doing very good. But we're also having some issues with Obamacare and people's high deductibles, so less people are getting the tests that they were doing. But our life expectancy was exponentially growing before Obamacare. We were doing really damn good. So, researchers also debunked another belief that claimed that the U.S. does not spend enough money on social services that benefit health and prevent illness. They say the U.S. spends a little less on social services than their peers. Investigators claim that this is not responsible for the rising health care costs. So, we spend less on social services. So, the data suggests two main factors that drive our healthcare spending. It's the wide range of healthcare services and administrative costs. Amen to that. Our administrative costs are so damn ridiculous. I have seven different people working on one patient. When you look at front desk, when you look at triage, when you look at nursing, when you look at referral, when you look at billing, and that doesn't even count, you know, who's doing the test itself. Somebody that's performing the CAT scan or the specialist. What about the good old days where the patient would see you, you'd see them, or you'd go to their house, stuff got done, patient went to the pharmacy, that was it, no middleman. But no, we got to pay for all those extra people. Policy expert Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel of the University of Pennsylvania wrote an editorial review that claims high drug prices, administrative costs, as well as the excessive use of scans and surgical procedures are a few of the main reasons Americans spend more. Well, now let's talk about lawsuits. How many doctors have you known that have gotten sued? Okay, I know a lot. And why did they get sued? Did they cut off the wrong leg? Nope. Did they deny a woman a mammogram who wanted one? Nope. Why did they get sued? They got sued because the patient ended up having cancer, and in the lawsuit, somebody would said, well, why didn't you refer them earlier? Why didn't you order a scan and find it earlier? We did find the cancer. We did diagnose them. We diagnosed them right off the bat. We diagnosed them. No, but you could have diagnosed them 1 month earlier or 3 months earlier, and because you didn't order the scan, now you did a delay of treatment or failure to diagnose. So what do you think the average doctor that hasn't gotten sued is going to do? Or a doctor who has gotten sued? They're going to order the gosh darn test. If I think you're going to need a scan, you're going to get the scan. I told you guys about that case where an internist had a patient who came in with headaches. And the doctor ordered a CAT scan of the sinuses because he thought it was a sinus issue. Sinus headache was fine. Sinus CT was fine. Then he ordered a CT of the brain. It was fine. Patient was still having headaches, so we ordered an MRI of the brain. Ordered the MRI of the brain. MRI looked good. Then the patient was still having headaches, so he goes, you know what, I'm going to refer you to a neurologist. So the neurologist reorders the MRI. This is why healthcare costs are high. Radiologist finds a brain tumor, and the patient ends up having to undergo treatment for the brain tumor. Doctor gets sued and loses the lawsuit. Why? Because he didn't refer the patient to the neurologist sooner. Now, why would you spend money on a referral when all the tests were negative? Well, because that lawyer made him sound like the most inept doctor to not refer the person. So this is what we're doing. We're ordering tests, and we're referring, because if we don't refer soon enough, we get sued. If we could fix tort reform, maybe we could bring down some costs. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, I'm not letting up on this Hawaii ballistic missile false alarm thing, because I thought that was ridiculous, and I don't think we've been getting the full story. Remember a couple months ago, it was on a Saturday, where Hawaiians were told that they had to seek shelter because a ballistic missile was headed their way. And so everybody dropped what they were doing on porn. Apparently Pornhub noticed that there was a huge drop, right, in numbers. People started to scatter. People were throwing their kids in a sewer. They were panicking. And then 38 or 32 minutes later, they said, no, my bad, we're good. Okay, no threat. So we had to talk about, where do you go if there's a nuclear threat? What do we do? And one of the answers we got was that Governor Ige, David Ige, did not know his Twitter password. And if he knew his Twitter password, They could have told everybody that the threat was nullified earlier. Not sure why it took 38 minutes to reset a password. Not sure why there's not another government agency besides Governor Ige who could have sent that message out. And why Twitter? So now we're being told that Hawaii, according to Daily Mail, is refusing to release the internal records about the accidental January miss alert. This left islanders fearing a nuclear blast. And they are saying Governor Ige's office has refused to release information. Hawaii officials have repeatedly pointed to a low-level state employee as the main cause, who has been fired since then. But we do not have phone logs, text messages, instant messages, and calendars. Apparently, his office has declined to release these. Now, the state wants to implement a new missile alert system, you think? And so, the scapegoat's already taken care of. But people want to know why this happened, what? Especially with the proximity Hawaii is to North Korea. If North Korea does not like what Trump has to say, he may push a red button. So Hawaiians are a little nervous. And Hawaiians are really cool and laid back. So for them to get nervous about anything, this is some serious stuff. So Hawaii law says opening the government to public scrutiny is the only viable and reasonable method of protecting the public's interest. But they say that Governor Ige's office has refused to provide information requested by the Associated Press that could show how he and other officials handled the crisis. Not good. They say, citing open record law exemptions, Ige's office has declined to release phone logs, text messages, instant messages, and calendars related to the missile alert, even as the state moves forward with recommendations to implement a new missile alert system. His office says it does not keep those documents. We are not aware, they say, of any state agency that maintains the governor's office cell or office phone records, instant messages, or text messages. Yeah, I wonder who would hold those. The phone company? That's according to Ige's senior special assistant, Donna Fulimoto-Saka. She sent an email. She said, Ige's office receives bills from the phone company, but these bills do not contain any record of incoming or outgoing calls. Well, of course not, but they may, if asked, provide the text messages. My concern is the text messages probably had some four-letter words, preceded by what the... She says, R. Brian Black, executive director of the Civil Beat Law Center for Public Interest, Honolulu, says the governor's office is not being consistent with the spirit of Hawaii's open records law. There is ultimately a fear amongst many public officials of revealing information, and so if they have the authority anywhere to withhold it, they will. You know, this is, okay, here's the thing. Let me play devil's advocate. If I was running Hawaii, and I've already been bombed like in Pearl Harbor, and I know that I am a sitting duck when it comes to countries of the East, Far East, that want to retaliate on America, where we are a sitting duck, and we have high tourism, and we want to put on the facade that you mess with us, we're ready. I could see why. I could really see why in Hawaii they'd be like, no, we're not going to release the chaotic communication that happened during those 32 or 38 minutes. It'll do no good for nobody. We know stuff went wrong. Why have the whole world see it when it gets leaked that we were caught with our pants down? Let us regroup and just send the message out there that we're moving forward. You know, it's very interesting. When we used to fight as kids, I used to, if I was right, have to really dissect the fact that my brother or sister were wrong, and you see why you were wrong, and see why, and, you know, I remember my parents coming in going, let's just move forward. Okay? Yeah, you were right. Now, how do we improve on this whole situation? Well, they just need to listen to me because I'm right. No. We communicate earlier. You see what I mean? So this browbeating and this public shaming isn't really necessary. Now, if this was the olden days and you would say, look, I don't mind if you do an investigation, but this does not go to the media. We don't want to go in out where all of a sudden all these news outlets are saying, oh my gosh, Governor Ige said the F word, or, you know, dropped a F-bomb, or, you know, people panicked, or somebody mentioned this person's name. If we could control all that stuff that gets out there and that makes headlines, I could probably see more participation. But now everybody is in CYA, cover your butt mode. Because one wrong headline, you lose your job. If Governor Ige risks losing re-election because of this, no, he's not going to want to release that information. And I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm not saying that's right. Some of you will say, no, something this screwed up should have complete full disclosure. I get that. But the way we in the media handle the news really crucifies people and just completely decimates people's careers and reputations. And maybe it doesn't have to be that bad based on the one little video clip or the one little snapshot piece of text that's going to get blown out of proportion out there. So, they say assessing such documents is a problem across all levels of government in the United States, in part because many agencies lack policies or practices storing, archiving, and searching them. Says Adam Marshall, Knight Foundation litigation attorney for the Reporter Committee for Freedom of Press based on Washington. Yeah, the less documentation, the less people can go through and plaster and berate you with. You know, it's very interesting. There's been a lot of discussions in the medical field about how much are we writing in the medical chart. The more you write, the more you're responsible for. You know, we talked about this. If the patient, let's say, sees you for hip pain, they've seen you for hip pain, you know, for a long time. They deny any issues with anything else. So in the older days, would have very short notes that just had to deal with the hip pain. Okay? And then later, that patient gets a heart attack. And the family sues. If the patient never told you they had chest pain, if the patient denied having heart issues, denied having any heart testing, you're good. But now with the way we document, which I think is better for the patient in terms of patient's health, now we dissect every little thing. If a person says yes to one little thing, we now have to look at it. So if a patient goes, yeah, I've been short of breath when I run and exercise, well then, that can get us later in a lawsuit. That shortness of breath could possibly be a precursor to a heart attack. No, I just put yes because when I work out really hard, my breath goes up. My breathing rate goes up. Respiratory rate goes up. We got to check it out. You put it down there, we have to evaluate it. And if you say patient denies evaluation, that won't work because then in a court of law, they could say you didn't tell the patient the risks of this. They didn't want to be evaluated on a treadmill. They didn't know that that could mean a heart attack or blood clot, whatever. So the more that gets documented, the more you're at risk for. Of course these agencies don't want to document phone calls and texts. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, on the Dr. Dahlia Show, or on Facebook. All right. So, we got a lot to talk about. A lot of us like to kiss babies. on the mouth. On the little babies, right? We like to kiss them on the eye. We like to kiss them on the nose. And then we give a little baby peck on the mouth. People used to think that's weird, but we do it. We do give little baby pecks and kisses for little babies. And kids do that. Parents will say, look, you know, my kid still comes up to me and kisses me on the mouth. As long as it's not open, as long as there's no tongue, it's okay. We in the medical field don't have a problem with that. If they're 20 years old, yeah, it's going to look kind of weird. But kids do kiss and they'll do pecks and it's okay. It's not a weird thing. It's, again, no open mouth, no tongue or whatever. So it's a peck. But we're being told that if you do baby kissy on the lips, little kissy mouth, little kissies, that can be bad for their teeth. Finnish scientists warn that just a peck or a smooch can spread harmful bacteria from parent to baby. They say even sharing spoons could raise the risk of dental problems, as bacteria that causes cavities will be passed on to saliva. The latest study confirms mounting evidence that stretches back decades to show that kissing babies could damage your teeth. But the little babies, they love their mommy. Oh, they love their mommy. I remember when my kids loved their mama. God, it was a long time ago. Now they're 18 and 15. You know?
What, Mom?
You need to do kissy. Mom, I'm trying to go to school. Can you leave me alone? You don't kiss your mommy. No. I really don't want to kiss you, Mom. Can I, like, go? I want to kiss you. It's so... Oh, my gosh. Oh, they're my babies. So hard when they grow up. And they used to be, honestly, everybody says it goes by fast. And everybody can't stand the baby stage because of the diapers and it's hard work. But you don't understand. Once they're not at that stage anymore, you miss it so much. That's why grandparents go crazy over grandbabies. Because it went so fast with their kids. And then their kids started to back talk and be mad and mean and jerks. And you're like, what the heck am I doing all this for? All right, well, anyway, we don't want to give our babies germs, or do we? You know, maybe the kissing helps start boosting their immune system. You know, a lot of these kids, a lot of people are positive for type 1 herpes, and they figure that was because of all the, you know, drink sharing and the, you know, kisses and, and that kind of thing. And I don't want kids getting primary herpes. Primary herpes is not fun at all. But unfortunately, there are exposures. So I get that. Researchers at the University of Oslo, led by Jorma Virtanen, published their findings, and they quizzed more than 313 mothers about their thoughts on health knowledge and behaviors and sharing a spoon with their child, etc. And they talked about how often they brush their teeth and smoking habits, etc. And, you know, the results, I apologize, we're having issues with our computer, but cavities are really underlooked in the pediatric population. I work very closely with the children's dentist, Dr. Joshua Sachs and Dr. Michael Sachs, and they recommend the first screen of your baby as at the one-year mark, okay? Because they could evaluate for cavities, evaluate for poor dental practices, teach you early on what kids need to do. Now, what can you give your child? You could give them strep, you could give them herpes, give them a variety of viral illnesses that they may not be ready for. And so you may just do kiss-kiss right where it's closed mouth and you think it's a nice little dry peck, but you are still exposing them. Now, in the olden days, I mean, we did that, and a lot of our kids still did well. I mean, I don't remember anybody dying from a mommy kissy, but we live in a world now where we have a lot of real strange bugs. The other thing, too, that is blowing a lot of our minds is this whole HPV thing. HPV, right, is a genital sexually transmitted disease that could cause cervical cancer, penile cancer, and throat cancer. You would think women would be at higher risk of getting the throat cancer, but that's not the case. It's men. HPV prefers to cause cancer of the throat in men. So either there's a predominant more number of men performing oral sex than women, which we do not believe happens. We believe it's the opposite. Or women are passing it to men through the kissing. And if you kiss a woman that is giving you HPV, you could later be at risk for cancer. So these are some things that weren't around or to the degree that they are now. And you got to think about that when it comes to your baby. 38% of moms kiss their baby on the lips. 14% shared a spoon with their child. 11% wanted to believe that oral bacteria cannot be transmitted from mother to child. Well, duh, yeah, it can. They call for further awareness to be given to new parents to advise them on how to avoid sharing bad bacteria. See, what it is, it's not that we parents are stupid. It's we think that our kids are baby clones of us. Our kids' poo-poo are our poo-poo. Our kids' saliva is our saliva. You know, my husband used to, like, get mad that I had no problem with my kid slobbering on my spoon, but I didn't like his. But I go, but this is the baby. I mean, yeah, I'd wipe it off, but with my husband, I'd wash off the spoon. I just, because my husband is foreign. He comes from a different lineage. This baby came from me. But you forget that there's infection. And once you get sick, you're like, oh, no, no, no. Okay, now I got something that's foreign. But when you guys are feeling well, you feel like you're two peas in a pot. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so the keto diet is huge. People are loving the keto diet. We have to pay attention to our carbohydrates, our proteins, and our fats. And studies have shown that the keto diet works well when it includes fewer than 20 grams of carb per day. However, the keto diet is stricter than many low-carb diets. They say roughly 60 to 80% of your diet, if you are doing the ketogenic diet, should be comprised of fat. That's according to registered dietitian Stacy Madison. She told Everyday Health. Then about 1 gram of protein per kilogram of body weight is allowed. They say to determine carb allowance, Madison explained that you need to determine the net carbs, so subtract fiber from your body's total carbohydrates. Everybody's different, but most people maintain ketosis between 20 grams and 50 grams of net carbs a day. So what is this with ketosis? Well, with ketosis, your ketogenic state allows you to start burning fat. You start burning fat when you go into ketosis, when you burn up more sugar than you're making. Then your body has to go to fat. Now, studies have shown that keto diets have some benefits. Apparently, a study in nutrition a couple years ago indicated that it could help diabetics maintain their blood sugar levels. But a lot of people are like, wait a second, but I don't want to eat extra fat. Now, how dangerous is this? Well, you know, my issue with the keto diet is you really need carbs. You need carbs to stool, to lose weight. You need carbs to not put your body into stress. If you cut your bad carbs, like your sugar or et cetera, you have the potential to lose weight because you will have to go into your fat stores. And going into your fat stores will allow you to lose weight. So will exercise, et cetera. But I've seen too many people on these low-carb diets compensating with fat and red meat and cheese. Now, for some people, they go, that works. I could eat a lot of red meat, eat a lot of cheese. That's what they did with the Atkins diet, and I can lose weight, and they will. But the problem is that the second they introduce any carbs, boy, did it come back up. Low-carb diet like South Beach diet can work in the long term, but it's the type of carbs we're picking and the type of carbs we're staying away from is going to be the key to our success. Somebody that really needs to gorge on meat and cheese may be like, all right, well, my carbs will be candy instead of fiber. Then it's not going to work that well. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALI.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID
Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.